Stories, history, culture, Lost River. A radio project about the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa and their rich heritage.
So I'm sitting here with Leah Bow. She works for the Minnesota Historical Society. What do you do here at MHS?
What I feel I do is mediate repatriations of objects in the Minnesota Historical Society's collections back to Native nations.
Last week about when you went there last October, you had a meeting with the elders and other members of the tribe when you were saying like this, we want to return these objects to you. What was that meeting like? Because you just said the way to communicate with people when you want to repatriate objects is not, through an email or a phone call. It's face to face.
We actually ended up hanging out for about 6 hours, talking about MNHS, talking about the objects in MNHS's collections generally, talking about specific Boise Fort stuff, talking about the things that I had identified definitively as Mateoan that we knew we shouldn't have, and talking about MNHS's policy changes, recent policy changes for our NAGPRA and culturally sensitive objects that expand what can be returned to tribes outside of NAGPRA, because it's clear that certain aspects of NAGPRA do not go far enough. I think that they were rightly very suspicious of me at first, that this was going to turn out to be some kind of like weirdly friendly roadblock. Like, hi, meet me. I'm not going to do anything for you. And I understand that. I really do, given the nature of the relationship of museums and Native peoples in the past. I get that. Maybe there's a little more trust established after the experiences they've had with us over the past few months. I hope that we've done right.
Yeah, it's about good curation. And I think a lot of people have different degrees of what that means. But to you, I think you have a clear definition of what that means.
Yeah, for curation of Native objects, I profoundly believe that good curation of Native objects is Native curation of Native objects, and consultation. If the curator in question is not from the same culture as the objects are, to deal with these objects, whether they get seen, do they need to be fed tobacco? Do they need to not be handled? Do they need to not be handled by women? We absolutely will listen to tribes when they tell us how these things need to be handled, including if they need to be sequestered. I think that it's a very nice idea that all things are equal and that we can learn from each other's objects. That's great. But when you have this osmosis of sacred objects from one culture that is being suppressed to the dominant culture, that's not equal. I think that there is plenty to learn about Native America without analyzing Native America's sacred objects. The idea that anyone has a right because these objects constitute some kind of nebulous patrimony of humanity to analyze these objects is absurd. All cultures have places you can't go, and that needs to be okay. I think that in order to heal any kind of relationship between the Native world and the dominant world via museums, the first thing that has to happen is that museums need to let go of some of the power they've wielded over these objects. They need to listen to tribes. And if a tribal governance says, these things really need to come home, you need to take that seriously.
Lost River is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project and is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.